So you probably heard a little bit about the Berghoff in the news the other day. TheBerghoff.com is their website. And on a phone line is Colleen Silk. She's the restaurant and brand manager for the Berghoff. Hey, Colleen, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, or almost afternoon, I guess.
How would you know? You guys must be going crazy over there.
It was a very busy day yesterday, yeah. And we were at Sundays on State as well, so that was also a long, rainy day, but it was all well worth it.
Yeah, I was sorry to see that. Sunday on State is now a premiere. It premiered this weekend, and it's a new feature where they're trying to get people to come back downtown. They close off State Street on Sundays, and they have pop-up restaurants and entertainment, and everybody had umbrellas out for the first one.
Yeah.
This weekend will be better, but let's not talk about that. So where has the Berghoff been and what's happened now? What are you guys doing these days? How's it going?
Well, yesterday, just in general, was such a wonderful turnout. People were waiting at the door, at the windows, like knocking, waiting for us to open. It was really wonderful. So for the past 15 months, it's been hard. Morale, just trying to keep everyone positive, like we're going to get through this. That after a while, it becomes just repetitive, a buzzing in your ear. And then when finally the city said there'd be no restrictions and we could resume some sort of normalcy in the hospitality industry, it was, let's open the doors. How do we do this? How do we get some staff? And let's do it the right way and the smart way. And yesterday it was perfect.
Well, had you been closed to in-person dining until yesterday?
Yes.
Was that, how long then were you down? How long were you guys not
15 months,
the whole time? So some restaurants found a hybrid. They were able to have a few people, and you didn't have anybody, huh?
So we tried in July of last year. It was about 2 weeks, and it wasn't even real service. It was just, people coming in, ordering from their phones via QR code, really no engagement, and people were still very afraid. So that was a moment in time that nothing worked for us for that. We did try some holiday dinners and desserts, and people bought a few of those, which was nice just to have some Berghoff at Christmas time because we're known for that.
Yeah.
But our location at O'Hare has been open almost the entire time. So we've had our upstairs prep kitchen working, and they've been sending food out to O'Hare. So that was, just having some sort of life in the building was really important, and that was nice to have them up there.
17 West Adams Street, though, is the location where you're at downtown, on Adams Street downtown.
Yeah.
So that's in the heart of the loop. And between the pandemic and then the uprisings over the summer and spring, I would imagine that would be the worst possible place to be. The feeling is changing now, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have to say, the people that came by yesterday, it was local people that live in the loop, which was really nice, people that work in the loop and tourism. It was such a nice mixture, and anything that had happened in the past, you would have thought never happened because it was just smiling faces around. There was people up and down Adams Street, which we haven't seen in a very long time. Totally different atmosphere than a year ago.
What's famous on the menu? When people go to Berghoff, what do they get?
Well, the corned beef Reuben is a number one seller next to the Wiener Schnitzel, and people usually get that a la Holstein. Those are our two top sellers, but everyone, they missed the sandwich counter, which was a famous, the corned beef sandwiches, but we still have it, just no a sandwich counter these days.
How's the stroganoff?
We don't have stroganoff on the menu, but it does make guest appearances around the holidays.
Yeah, okay. I've had it there before. I thought it was pretty good. And then talk to me about the beverages.
So we opened Adams Street Brewery, located directly inside of the restaurant. It's the first time the Berghoff family actually has brewed beer inside of the building. Berghoff beer has been brewed outside, originally in Indiana, but Berghoff Brewing is no longer in existence. However, we do serve Berghoff root beer, which is the famous draft root beer, so that is still in production.
So were they elbow to elbow at the bar? Are you max capacity now, or are you still spacing things out?
Everything's open at full capacity. What we're doing is, because of our staffing, we're short-staffed. We're just pacing our servers. We're not trying to seat them all at once. So yesterday, the entire bar, every seat was filled, but everyone there understood. We got one bartender, got three servers. We're going to do what we can. We're going to operate at the best possible pace for both service and for our servers.
So are you another restaurant that is having trouble attracting the staff, getting them back?
Yeah. Yep, that's, I think, across the board. It's not just, you know, a Chicago thing. It's across the nation. The hospitality industry, we need people to come back to work. I would say for people listening, you know, just be kind to our servers that are there working. You know, it's going to be tough for a few more weeks. I think we'll get in a rhythm, and we're hoping people start to come back soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's beyond ironic that you survived this. You're able to open up again, and now we got to get people to work there to take the money to serve the food. Let's go.
Yeah, and I think everyone that is there, you know, they're ready to work. They worked so hard yesterday. Today will be another busy day. But people that are coming in, they're being so gracious. I can't say enough about the people that came by and the understanding. It's really wonderful.
Yeah. And I think, unfortunately or not, I think most of us who do go to restaurants and bars now, you walk in and you just know it's going to be that's the way it is. And you're not mad at anybody because the waiter or bartender or waitress that's working there, they're working there. There's just not enough of them in a lot of places. So that's the new attitude walking in the door. You just have to be ready for that and entertain yourself a little bit. Sip your beer.
Enjoy your beer, enjoy your meal. We're happy you're there. It was such a warm feeling yesterday to be in the building and have smiling faces, kids, grandparents. It was so nice. It was really, really wonderful.
Yeah. And downtown Chicago. All right. Well, our best to everybody. I was going to go over there yesterday and it didn't work out. Maybe I'll swing by this afternoon for a sandwich.
That sounds great. Love to have you.
TheBurghoff.com, TheBurghoff.com, 17 West Adams Street. Okay, Colleen Silk, our best to everybody. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're doing what they're doing. It's good to hear.